Orlando. And Lining Hymns goes back to 17th century, right? 17th century. The old hymns, a lot of people don't realize the hymns that are popular today were written without melodies, like Amazing Grace, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, whatever. And other hymns were written without melodies. Father, I Stretch My Arms to Thee. Written without melodies. And also there was a situation that the there were no hymn books. And if there were, a lot of slaves weren't allowed to read. And even later, it was some time before they were reading. So there was this method of a leader would line the hymns, would talk, recite a verse, and then the congregation would sing back. And they developed a system of... Deacon Demps will talk about this more. He knows a lot more about it than I do. They developed a system of different tunes, a handful of different tunes that fit the different poetic meters of the verses of these hymns. And, of course, this was practiced by African Americans as well as European Americans, and naturally the African Americans put their little different twists on it. You hear a lot more ornamentation, melismas, a little bit more freedom with it. So I think I've probably said too much already. Troy Demps grew up right around here in near the Live Oak area.
In the Live Oak area. Okay.
In the Live Oak area, yes. And as a young man, he learned to sing hymns from his mother, who sang them around the house. He also had an illness that kept him confined to the house a lot when he was a young boy, and the hymns were a way of bringing him comfort. So I think I'll just turn it over to Deacon Demps and... Let's have how about a big hand for Troy Demps, Frank Spaulding, and James Robinson from Orlando.
Good afternoon. I want to thank Bob for telling all that I had to say. he was supposed to let me tell the story. But he told everything that I had to say. Now, I can't do anything but sing. But however, we call ourselves the African American Hymnliners. And the reason we are African American Hymnliners is because we don't sing the hymn the way they were taught to us. One of the first men that taught slaves hymns was Isaac Watts. He was a son of dissent. His father was a dissenter. Some people call him Protestants. And he was raised in Southampton, England. He was born in Southampton, England. But he lived all over during Queen Mary's time. And he took it upon himself once that he started writing hymns, he started teaching slaves hymns. And so that's where we got our start from, Isaac Watts, the father of hymnology. And at that time, he was a young man, and in his later years, he became a Presbyterian minister. I'm glad Bob didn't know this. He became a Presbyterian minister. And when he started writing hymns, he started teaching the slaves how to line hymns, how to sing hymns. But being of a different culture and really of a different language, they wouldn't sing them or couldn't sing them the way they were taught. And I'm thankful. And because that gave us a little, we can add a little something that wasn't there. So we'll start our first hymn, and as in between each hymn, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask. And maybe I'll think of something else that Bob left out. Our first hymn this morning, this afternoon, will be A Few More Years Shall Roll. That's a hymn that we sing when we are thinking about time and eternity. And it goes like this. A few more years shall roll, a few more seasons come, and we shall be with those that rest asleep within the tomb. A few more struggles here, a few more partings over, a few more toils, a few more tears, and we shall weep no more. A few more tears shall roam. A few more shall be with those at rest, asleep within the tomb. And we shall be with those that rest, asleep with. Struggles here, a few more partings over, a few more struggles here, a few more. And we shall weep no more. A few more toys. A few more tears. And we shall. Sabbaths here, shall cheer us on our way. A few more Sabbaths here. A few more tears, and we shall weep no more. A few more toys, a few more tears, and we shall Sabbath here, shall cheer us on our way. A few more Sabbaths here shall cheer us on rest, the eternal Sabbath day, and we shall reach the endless rest, the eternal Sabbath day.
And oh, my Lord, prepare my soul for that great day. Yeah. wash me in the precious blood, and take my sins away. Oh, wash me in thy precious blood, and take my sin away.
I want to thank you, and now we'll have a short meeting here, common meeting here by Brother Frank Spaulding.
That awful day will surely come, the appointed hour will make haste, when I must stand before my judge and pass the song test. Thy lovely chief of all my joys, thy sovereign of my heart, how could I bear to hear thy voice pronounce the sound, depart? Jesus, I throw my arms around and hang upon thy breast. Without a gracious smile from thee, my spirit cannot rest. Oh, tell me that my worthless name is graven on thy hand. Show me some promise in thy book where my salvation stands. Common meter, that awful day will surely come. The appointed hour will make haste.
That all
my spirit cannot rest.
just smile from thee, my spirit cannot rest.
Oh, tell me that my worthless name is graven on thy hands.
Oh, tell me
peculiar. He was sickly all his life. And he came up in a church back in that time that had psalms. They sang psalms. And one Sunday, he asked his father why they sang psalms so poorly and killed the spirit. So his father told him if he thought he could do better, then you write your song and sing it the way you want it to be sung. So that's why I'm called a master artist, because I teach my brethren how to sing hymns. I teach them how to put a song, a hymn in meters and footnotes so that they may sing these hymns themselves. And this young man said that to make him feel good. This young man is gonna be my next apprentice. And so he came today with us so he could get his feet wet, see how it will be. So Brother James Robinson, take it away.
Him not, we'll try to line today for you. Is, Father, I stretch my hand to thee, no other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, whither shall I go? What did thy only son endure before I drew my breath? What pain, what labor to secure my soul from endless death? Author of faith, to thee I lift my weary longing eyes. Oh, may I now receive that gift, my soul without it dies. Father, thyself for me, whither shall I go?
If thou withdraw thyself from me,
son endure before I drew my breath.
What? before I drew my breath.
What pain, what labor to secure my soul from endless death.
What pain, what labor to secure my soul from endless death.
Author of faith, to thee I lift my weary longing eyes. My soul without it dies.
Oh, me. Hymn that's very familiar with everyone in this country and in the country you're going. If you start this tune, somebody going to know it. But we're not going to sing it all. But what I want to do with this hymn is, because it's Frank's hymn, what I want to do with it is show you how it was taught to us and then how we sang it. When we first started singing this, my folk parents started singing this hymn. It was taught to them to go like, "It's Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." Now, who don't know, who aren't familiar with that? Who never heard "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me"? Anyway, that's this hymn, when it was taught to us, this is the way it was taught to us. "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound." Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Today, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me." Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that found, was blind but now I see. was blind, but now I see.
Thank you. And later this evening, when we come back, Frank has a very interesting story to tell you about Amazing Grace. And so come back. It's a story that you all will be glad to have known how this song, how this hymn came about. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound.
Okay.